You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
But first, let's check in on the markets. We've got David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities, joining the show. David, never a dull moment in South Africa's boardrooms, eh?
No, not at all, especially in APSA. I don't know. I don't know whether I'd rather manage Manchester United or be a director of APSA. I don't know.
Some even draw correlations to Eskom. I mean, if you look at the churn of chief executives over the years. Nonetheless, are you advising clients? What are you advising clients about APSA right now, given the shakeup and the rumble in its boardroom?
Look, I think naturally there are cultural issues there that they have to address. So you can't step away from that, and it is an issue. And I understand where it's, you know, what's happening now, but I think, I think we've discussed this before. These are banks, and you know, with banks you expect stability. You want your banker to be boring, you know. You want him to wear Woolworths jerseys and hush puppies, you know, that kind of image. You don't want him to be dashing, and because you want to know that your money is going to be safe. And that they're going to follow conservative policies. So you do want that kind of image in a banker. And I suppose once you start to see eruptions in the boardroom, it starts to make you concerned about what's happening there and how they might approach, might approach other policies or strategies.
Yeah, but I think
being a bit dramatic, but I mean, I'm trying to illustrate a point. You know, that you want steadiness, especially in financial institutions.
Hush puppies and Woolworths jerseys, we got you. But I think for me, David, the bigger story and the more concerning story is the allegation that our Reserve Bank can be influenced by external forces, business forces. And I'm just wondering how you, as market participants, are digesting that pill.
That's always a concern. I've never held that view. I've always had the deepest respect for the Reserve Bank. You know, but this goes down, steps down to the governors. But I mean, in all other dealings, you know, one's always believed that they've acted independently. And we can see from their monetary policy, you know, how they've kind of stepped away from government policies or any kind of influence. So, this is something that has to, be aired out, you know, be aired and has to be investigated, regardless of who's making the, allegations. And, you know, all parties concerned have always been respected by the business community. Mm. You know, so these are not rogues. These are people that we've respected. So I think you do want to get to the background. You do want some background to the story.
The Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority has, of course, denied those allegations, and it remains to be tested in court. Let's talk about more boring news, like what the JSC didn't do. I mean, barely nothing in today's session, and also the ongoing weakness in the rand. Tell us about what the factors driving those moves were.
Look, markets, I mean, we're facing a lot of cross currents at the moment. It's very difficult to negotiate this market. The dollar is very strong, and the reason that the dollar is getting stronger is, number one, is that the labor market there is improving. Now, you must remember that Fed Chairman Powell said that they're not going to raise rates until such time as stability comes back into the labor market. In other words, all those people who lost their jobs in the pandemic get it back. Now, we're not there yet, but if you look at some of the labor statistics, we're heading that way. And this is causing the market to believe that interest rates will be raised sooner than later. You know, the initial projections were in 2023. Now they're being brought forward, and now with today's news, you know, we had some very low claims, the lowest claims, I think, for since, I'm trying to look up my statistics.
You mean the jobless claims coming out of the U.S.?
Jobless claims, yeah, I was trying to look for a note that I made, but, you know, when you've got so many notes, you lose your way.
I got you. Since 1969. Since 1969.
Anyway, okay, since there. So it's what it does mean is that people are coming back into the labor force. There was a second point, and the second point is that exports were very, very strong in the U.S. And now what's happened is that economists who thought that the U.S. economy in the fourth quarter would grow 4% have upgraded it to 5%. So they're seeing stronger economic growth. All of that means is leading to, you know, perhaps towards a sooner than later increase in interest rates, and that's pushing the dollar up. Now, don't get worried about it, because it all depends on what the pace of interest rate increases is. You know, and sometimes the market starts to look ahead, you know, just to run ahead. But in the meantime, the RAND, the last time I looked, was trading at, in fact, I've got it in front of me now, 15.91 against the dollar. I mean, so we were a month ago 14.85, so you can understand how we've weakened and what that does mean for the economy, particularly when it comes to what we hate most is the increase in oil, increase in petrol prices.
Sure. What does that mean for a retailer, though, that sells quite a lot of its goods on credit? Like Lewis, outstanding performance this time around, that share price finishing up over 9%. I mean, on the one hand, you can say high interest rates means that they get more for their loans and the credit that they advance to consumers. But on the other hand, it makes it a lot more difficult for these consumers to pay back.
Yeah. Yes. So we had, I think we still puzzled by why we increased interest rates, because our economy is under pressure. We're already paying high prices for petrol, which is another tax on the consumer. It's a tax on our on our wallet. So with increased interest rates, it's another tax, and that all that does, in my view, is just weaken the economy. I know you're going to be talking about business confidence. And, you know, higher interest rates don't help confidence at all. It just makes things a little more expensive, together with some of the, the imported inflation that we're facing, which, I mean, really relates mainly to oil prices, transport prices.
Mm. And let me get on to that conversation. I do have Etienne standing by patiently in studio, David. So let me say goodbye to you, sir. Have a great rest of your evening. David Shapiro, a Chief of Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.